Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Based in Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern Roots. Serious results.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chickabee Baseball Law.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Wanted to mention a couple things. Thanks for being with us. Good morning, everybody. If you just joined us on this Thursday, great to have Joe Klein in here. Brought to you by Corky's. Just came off an unbelievable 30-year anniversary last week with record crowds. Ran out of food, and I know Joe's very appreciative of all the customers who did that. Coming up here in a second, we're going to visit with Chanley Painter, who's in New York City with Fox News, and find out what she's up to. Also, Stacey Spivey from KTV and Ryan Houston from I always get them mixed up.
Is it Houston or Houston?
From Daybreak, KTV's right. Daybreak.
Good for them. We haven't seen them in a while.
And then we'll have Melinda Mayo on at 8:30. We've got to put a little Factor Crap as well. Roger, got to give a couple shout-outs right now. I was talking to Chris Strouser yesterday over at Local Luna. He was telling about his two boys. One is Brady Williams, starting quarterback at Southwest High School, and his brother Eli Strouser on their way to school this morning. Good morning, boys. Brady, keep working hard out there.
Salute.
David tweeted last night. I saw him. He's a listener every day and from the works at the Rent-A-Center in Conway. And then last night, Roger, too, Luis Calderon, who is a longtime listener going back 26 years or somewhere around there. He's been listening to The Buzz. Great guy. Has a lot of stories. Probably could be in the best listener contest. So great to see him last night as well.
Well,
so
shout out to some friends of ours, guys that listens to us all the time. They came to Pop's Lounge because they are listeners of our show and fans and supporters. They came from Arkadelphia, or Friendship, if you will, to be a part of it. Tanya and Mike Collins from Arkadelphia. Tanya works in the mental health industry, if you will. Mike.
So you know her personally.
I would like to. You know what? We're talking about it. You're talking about depression.
She give you her business card.
She told me where she was. And maybe that's why she was there. Maybe she's scouting. And then Mike, her husband, works in an environmental industry.
Also, Roger, we're coming to Camden. Camden Mayor.
We're coming with you.
That's right. Charlotte Young, we're coming to your town, Mayor, if you want to meet us over at the White House Cafe.
Yeah.
And then Samantha Johnson, Mayor of Kingsland, we're coming to your town because we want to see the birthplace, Joe, of Johnny Cash and Bear Bryant.
You better get it right.
They were born 5 miles apart from each other, not the same year, but two of the biggest icons in America, not just Arkansas history.
That's right. How many
American
years
history.
Apart were they?
Because I don't know. That's a good question.
Because we always talk about, we wonder if they passed each other on the way to the fishing hole.
That's right. Today's National Catfish Day, which you can get at Corky's. Yeah. Great catfish. Actually, one of my favorite dishes over there at Corky's. So
that's our question of the day, by the way. Where can you get the best catfish other than Corky's, of course?
Did you say that?
Wrap up with Chanley, we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the stadium naming rights, which were decided yesterday. But first, we got to go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline and talk to a young woman we're very proud of. She's knocking it out of the park on the national level. She's with Fox and Friends in the morning, and she's somehow squeezing us in. Formerly of Court TV, where she was a rock star there, too. Chanley Painter. Good morning, Chanley. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, Beth. Hey, guys. How are you?
It's been a while. So good to get you on.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, how many years now you've been at Fox?
I have been here around 2.5 years already.
It's already been 2.5 years. No way.
How about that?
No way.
Yeah. I know.
I would have said it's not even a year
time
yet.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. So you were at Court TV for how many years before you went to Fox?
I was at Court TV around 5 years and then into Fox.
For those that don't know, so what are your hours now? I have noticed, Chanley, that's one of the reasons we want to get you on, just because we just get an update. Joe, we used to have Chanley on every week, got a sponsor segment. And she was covering all the biggest cases in America, every biggest court case. She was there. But I've noticed now, in addition to you reading the news for the morning show, that you're starting to pop up on some other things. So that's why I wanted you to sort of give us an update. Is Chanley expanding her role in the things she wants to do with Fox or other networks for that matter?
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, my love of true crime and legal journalism from Court TV is still a passion of mine. So I've been almost sort of taking over the Fox True Crime podcast. And it is multiple times a week I will host an episode. I will have an expert on or a guest or someone who's familiar with a true crime case that's happening. And we'll talk about it for the podcast. And you can, of course, listen to those. There's two episodes every week that are released, and sometimes we film more than that. So it's really fun to do that and to go back to my roots as a lawyer and use that on the Fox True Crime podcast. And I usually do those on my days off because I work a Wednesday night through Sunday morning. I'm the overnight anchor, so I have odd hours still, but I have a couple of days where I can come in during the daytime and work on the podcast. I also do some appearances on the Fox News radio shows like Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. I'm on there every other week, and we have a lot of fun doing that and on his Saturday night show. So a lot of new little ventures in addition to my normal day job, which is, of course, to be on Fox News at night and breaking news overnight and the morning shows every morning. I was just on Fox and Friends a little bit ago. I've been on all morning covering the
earthquakes. Yeah.
Earthquakes in Venezuela. So.
How do you like New York City? Have you grown to like it, or is it okay? You know, it's a tough place to live if you're not used to it. What about
right.
you?
It is. I love New York City. And to be honest, it took me several months to adjust to it. Coming from Arkansas and then Atlanta, and it was like moving to a foreign country, New York City.
Right.
And I work and live in the center of it all. So, but everything is at your fingertips. Almost 24/7, and especially these days, recently with the Knicks winning the NBA championship and the World Cup series in town and all around, it's just a lot of tourists, a lot of energy, and fun. So I really like it. And if you love food, there's plenty of good restaurants to go and eat all across the city.
Yeah, there are a ton. You can make the argument it's the most notable city in the world in terms of business, culture, excitement, craziness. You know, it may not be the best city in the world, but it's the most one of the most obviously recognizable.
Right. It is expensive, right? It is pretty expensive. You get paid to be here, but if you really do learn to love it.
Well, listen, I've also saw where you were doing some reporting on the Nancy Guthrie case. I know, obviously, all these kind of court cases are really special to you. That one had to be a tough one to cover. What's the latest? It seemed like something came out one day ago about the abduction note. That maybe that they learned some
exactly.
new information.
That's true. So this is such a tragedy. I mean, it's been almost, I believe, around 20 weeks that she's been missing, and we really have no new answers. And what we did learn this week was that one of the original ransom notes, which the authority still hasn't validated yet, is that it claimed that she died, you know, within days of being abducted, and this is particular ransom note identified the location of her Apple Watch in her bedroom. So that's why Savannah Guthrie and others believe that it was more legitimate and were making videos responding to it. So we're still learning some of those details, even though they're from weeks ago, months ago, about what the authorities knew and what they didn't know. So it's really mind-boggling with all of our technology and advancements today and forensics and video surveillance that we do not know more about what happened to her. And I'm sure the authorities and investigators do know a lot more than they're telling, right? But usually by now we would have more clues out in the public or a suspect or something to look for other than that Ring doorbell camera video from the beginning, which was a masked man seen outside her home the night she was abducted. So hopefully we can have some more answers pretty soon. It's just a real tragedy.
Yeah, and we were able to look back, Chanley. We were able to look back once Savannah was on TV the other morning explaining it. I mean, she's having look.
Right.
It's a story right now. I can't ignore it. I have to address it. So when they go back and you see her and her brother and sister back in February or March, whenever it was, that they did it and said, "We understand. We know this." And we're thinking she's still alive at that point, you know, this and that. But now you know that said, she's dead and we've buried her in the earth and with nature and that sort of thing. And And they're having to live with that. I cannot fathom that.
The pain.
And they're still waiting on an answer, you know. Waiting on an answer for that. But, you know, I know you've been in court cases. I mean, you know all about that. There's no way that they would even want to, I would think, to even give up the body because of all the technology that we have, the DNA that they might be able to find on that.
Oh, exactly. I mean, that's the trove of evidence is to find the remains. And I'm sure they're out there still looking, you know, somewhere, quote unquote, in nature where she possibly could be. And I'm sure the family, and I've for years been around victims' families, and they want that closure. They want to know what happened and why. They just, even knowing that she passed, but how she passed, they do want to know those details. And so, like Savannah said on TV the other day, they live in agony every moment of the day. And so I know that the authorities are working overtime, but it does take time sometimes to find out the true answers. And hopefully they do that here sooner than later.
We're visiting with Chandler Painter of Fox News. You know, Joe and Roger, could you imagine the anger that if somebody had done that to your mother, that scumbag who walked and to want to get your hands on him? And you would kill an 84-year-old woman. It boggles my mind. You know, Chandler, you know,
remember? Not saying that they killed her.
Well, there's a good chance they might
have. She died as a result.
I understand what you're saying,
but I mean, you know, with the blood and everything, I mean, and being there, I'm just.
Roger, do you remember?
I'm not condoning it.
Do you remember when we had Chandler on weekly?
Yeah.
And the court cases she was covering. She was covering the Murdoch case.
The Idaho murders.
Johnny Depp, you were doing that one, right?
Yes. I mean, it was. Murdoch's back.
Yeah, what's he like? Did he get the phone out or something? Did he get the verdict thrown out?
Yes, he had his murder convictions thrown out, overturned, and he just, this week, filed for a change of venue, obviously, to get out of that small town community, because the clerk there, the county clerk in Colleton County, South Carolina, was the reason his murder convictions were thrown out, because she was shown to have been inappropriate with the jurors and saying things behind the scenes that a couple of them said influenced their decisions and how they looked at the evidence. And of course, that's highly improper and unfortunate that all of that work, those weeks of it, I was there almost every day of that trial, as you guys know. And all of that now is gone. They're starting over. It's crazy.
Yeah, we're visiting with Chandler Painter. Somebody also asked, how crazy was it, Chandler, when the Knicks had their parade the other day? And what is it like being in the city? I don't know if you're an NBA fan at all, but if you're living in New York and that's happened, it's got to be crazy.
Right. Definitely a Knicks fan now, of course. And it was so exciting to watch as the finals and the weeks went by and they kept winning. And you could really feel the energy throughout the city. And just walking around here, if someone wore a Knicks shirt or jersey, it was very unifying, right? New York's not known for the nicest people in the world. But if, you know, you see someone with a Knicks shirt, you know, Knicks in 5, Knicks in 4, everyone was shouting and supporting each other in that. Same with the USA soccer team, too. If there's a game playing, people are suddenly proud to be Americans in New York City. And so the energy was electric for the Knicks game. I mean, I worked the night of the finals.
Yeah.
So we covered the win and the crowds that were thankfully not too crazy. It was chaotic. There were some buses burned and some trash that was burned and fireworks set off, but nothing too serious. And they were, I mean, just millions of people. And the parade was, I believe that police, NYPD, said there were 2 million people that showed up for that parade.
Just
flooded the cities.
When it comes to football, are you a Jets person or a Giants, or do you? what's the vibe there?
I haven't quite picked a team yet, but I've been told it's kind of a different. You know, Jets are some people like them. Some people like the hardcore Giants. It depends on who you talk to. So kind of same with like the Mets and the Yankees. You just kind of have to gauge who you're talking to.
Sure.
You don't offend them, but there's plenty of teams to support here in New York, which is great.
Well, listen, I know you're busy. We just wanted to get you on the show and let everybody hear your voice. And do you get back home very much to Arkansas or no?
Yeah, I do. I do occasionally. I hope to get back pretty soon. And I love coming back to Arkansas because it is such a reprieve almost from New York City. It's fresh air. It's quiet. and seeing all the familiar faces and food that I love. So I'll be back soon.
Chanley, I saw you the other night, and you are spreading it out. I cannot believe it's been 2.5 years already, because I haven't seen.
Right.
I know you do overnight. You've obviously done some of that. I did see you on Jimmy Fallon the other night, and but I hadn't seen you on Gutfeld yet. Is that part of the deal?
That is always a possibility. We never know when you may. There's so many different shows to be on, but yeah, Gutfeld, he's one of our highest rated shows on the network. And people love him and watch him all the time. If anybody comes to New York City and wants to watch, you know, wants to be in his audience, there's free tickets. Both Jimmy Fallon, Gutfeld, you can get free tickets to go in and watch him live, which is a lot of fun.
You know what I just thought of, Roger?
What?
We may have to make, if we can make it work, a late edition, Joe, the Summer of Adventure.
Yeah.
Go to New York City,
Joe?
Catch a play.
Joe?
Go watch, go watch a show at Fox and go watch Chanley in action.
There's no doubt.
I'd love to give you a tour
of everything. It'd be awesome.
Outstanding. And the other thing we need to get done.
I'll drive you guys.
Thanks, Joe. Big Joe. The other thing that we need to do, we've got to make this happen. When Justin Moore is taking some time away from music and just to get things focused and take care of his health, we've got to get Chanley on stage playing the fiddle with Justin for one of the songs. We got Roger on stage with Justin Moore at Simmons Bank Arena singing a song, which was a great duet.
Well,
would you be interested in doing that, Chanley?
I have always wanted to do that. For years, I've wanted to play with Justin Moore, so we got to make it happen.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So let it be written.
So let it be done.
Okay, we're going to get that done, Chanley.
Yeah,
I promise you.
You're going to play the fiddle.
I'm
going to
play the mouth harp.
Right. I'm going to do a cowbell.
Oh, more cowbell.
Yes, more cowbell.
Well, Chanley Kay, keep up the great work.
Chanley.
Very proud of you, and you're doing great. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us
today.
Thank
you, guys. All right. Thanks for checking in.
All right.
Thank you.
Chanley Painter, everybody.
There she is, Chanley Painter.
She, there's nothing that she touches that she doesn't win at. She was 4.0 student. She was Miss Arkansas USA. And then she got in the Miss Arkansas America pageant, I think got top five or whatever. She's a black belt in karate or taekwondo. She's a graduate of the Clinton Public School, whatever the name of it is. I went blank on what it's called. She's got a PR degree there. She's a lawyer. She's got a law degree. And then she's doing television. I mean, there's nothing. And she's a world-class fiddler, you know, if you will.
I could play the washboard.
You know, you could. Kazoo.
Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, it is a thing.
Or have the jug,
Mr. Darling. Matter of fact, can we go to the system now? Do we have a Joe Klein section?
We don't have.
If you put Joe Klein
in
there,
I need to get a Joe Klein. We don't have a Joe Klein.
For
page,
those that don't always get to hear Joe do his best work.
Boop, there's so much great.
Matter of fact, last week, if you remember, Roger,
my son was driving to work.
He heard you singing.
Heard me singing.
You were. Listen, well, you're
what
not
were
shy.
You singing?
Yeah, remember?
Stevie Wonder.
You were killing it. Remember? He went Did you get that?
No.
Christian,
it wasn't Stevie Wonder.
What was it?
John Denver.
Yeah, he went. You went like 30 seconds.
I don't remember this.
We might have to go back and grab that.
It was.
Except that you weren't shy. It was a 70s song.
I'm a country boy.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
you might make a note, Christian, to go back and pull the tape on Joe last week.
I need to make a note to myself to that you guys are always
No way, my friend.
Look at you looking.
Well, I'm looking. I'm trying
never
to find.
Never found Fernando Valenzuela?
No, he never did. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Well, it's a whole new system. It's a whole new system.
Yeah, we
changes every day.
Yeah, I don't know. That's disappointing if that's what it costs.
How do I play stuff like this? I don't have to.
Don't worry. You can look during the break, Roger.
I'm looking right now just to see how things are.
661-1037 is the number. Are you happy with the Community America deal? Is everybody happy with that? We're glad, like Joe said,
I'm glad
you got a deal. Now the question, is it because there's some mistrust there? We saw what happened with the tennis team, you know, that the Hunter maybe is not in the as good a graces with fans.
I think they mean well and they're doing well and they're doing, it's a hard job.
To find the money.
They just got to tighten up their communication.
Yeah.
And the thing is like, it's like I told Cal. I was like, you know, Cal, I don't think the people of Central or even for football too anymore. I mean, I think they like it, but to play a game down here is not paramount to them.
Right.
I don't think it's a deal breaker.
Right.
But you gotta show up. You gotta show
Yeah.
Come down, yeah. Show your face.
Cal gets it. Cal gets it.
Come yeah. down and, you know, mingle Listen, and be hey. Around. Or like you said, let the media know that, hey, we're going to have yeah. a we're going to have a press conference.
Don't give them, about give them more than 2 hours notice.
The stadium. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, if you all want to come up, we're going to blah, blah, blah. And just trying to do those kind of things better to where you, you know, you again, you can get tucked up in that corner and it's a wonderful, it's
easy
wonderful,
to happen. It's easy to happen.
Awesome place to live. And you can get up there and you
think
can,
that I don't need anybody else. And you that's forget, right. that forget. That's
a,
right.
There's a lot of other.
This happened to ADs. This happened to head coaches. It does happen. I will say we had Marsha Martin on the other day, Joe, and she was just bragging on the fact that Cal comes up with all these ideas like the 94 foot club. You know, different ways to, Absolutely. You know, make money and he works it.
He includes you. I've been in a couple of those meetings with people and, you know, you feel, you know, you're hearing it from him face to face. He's telling you what's good, what's bad about this and what we got to have if we're going to compete. And you know, you're not reading it or watching him on a screen and he's mingling and talking with you. Taking your questions publicly with everybody them privately.
When
he leaves the room, you're like, I like him. Yeah. He's genuine, which he is. He's not saying that anybody isn't, but I
mean, he's on. There's just very few like him. He gets it. He's got great skill. He's got great skills. Yeah, he does. He's smart. He gets it, and he's got a great communication skill set. That he gets it, and he's a fun personality. Put all those things together, and he's the biggest celebrity in basketball. When it comes to coaching. Right. Yeah, there's not a bigger coach that everybody knows. Nope. I mean, he's on every show. There we go.
I juiced that up. What dumbass.
Look what I'm doing as we're doing this right here. Look at this.
Ask Joe and Trey if they're considering draws for all WMAs next year for waterfowl hunting. Joe, go.
We're considering it. There's been the overkill of the waterfowl.
The overkill.
I would like to address this on the backside of the break if I could.
We may back off that because of the overkill. And the season's over.
You see this right here? That is a Joe Klein page.
We'll punch him up. Let's hear him.
Here we go. Listen, I hope you, Dana, turn it off the radio. Please.
I was looking at our D3 Auto Sales text line. Somebody says, my wife always thought that Big Joe was a black man.
What?
How about that?
So did my wife.
Whoa! Here's the one, Baz. This is dear to your heart.
Mama Baz, she's texting me again.
Stop it, mother. Stop it. What is she saying? Leave him alone. He's got to do the show.
We love the wings for the Super Bowl. I got them for David and Jessica and I. You are giving out the best in Little Rock. Love, Mama Baz. P.S., what are you doing later?
Wow. Shut up, Joe.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Son, we live in a world with walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You, Lieutenant Weinberg, I have a greater responsibility than you could possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago, and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have that luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want that truth because deep down in places where you don't want to talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as a backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the very blanket in which I provide. I would just rather you say thank you and went on your ways. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Wow, what a delivery.
I'm telling you right now, boy.
If you're gonna play, wow.
Yeah. That is good. Murray's Dinner Playhouse. Did you hear that?
You're not getting that on Sirius today.
You're not getting that on the zone.
On the first read. I read that really well.
He sure did. Wow.
I can recite some of that, but I couldn't recite all
the whole thing. Wow, that was such. I could not. I thought for a minute it was the Jack Nicholson clip. I did. I thought it was so good.
He nailed it.
All right. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Still got our good friends over at KTV, Stacey Spivey and Ryan Houston coming up. Melinda Mayo and more. Got to put a little Factor Crap. Brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment. Maybe we'll do that with Joe. We come back. Maybe not. Maybe we'll wait till 9. I don't know. Main thing is don't go away at 7:30. Camden, we're coming to see you today. Let's go. And hell's coming with us.
If you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So
Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
This is SportsCenter.
The World Cup continues. Yesterday, Bosnia and Herzegovina beat Qatar 3-1, in all likelihood to advance to the round of 32. Their opponent will most likely be the United States. Switzerland beat Canada 2-1 to top Group B. With that loss, Canada will not have a home game for the round of 32. Mexico continued their winning streak, going 3-0 in the group stage by beating Czechia 3-0. Today, action begins at 3 with Group E. Curaçao will take on Cote d'Ivoire, while Germany will face Ecuador. At 6 in Group F, Japan and Sweden will play while the Netherlands take on Tunisia. Then at 9 in Group D, Australia will face Paraguay while USA plays Turkey A. All of those games can be seen on either Fox or FS1. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a mostly cloudy Thursday with a high of 90 plus a 30% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm as well. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of a shower overnight with just a low of 75. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a little hotter up to 92 with only a 10% chance of rain. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, it's Roger Scott, and if you're looking for something fun to do this summer, I've got one word for you. Oakland in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Yeah, that Oakland. And it's not just about gaming anymore. It's an entertainment destination. Check this out. The Oakland Event Center has an incredible lineup coming your way. Sawyer Brown hits the stage in July. Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin's Evening rolls in August. Amy Grant in September. Cooper Allen and even Celtic Woman during the holidays. That's a serious concert calendar right there. So you grab some tickets, make a night of it, have dinner at one of Oakland's great restaurants, maybe a drink, enjoy the show, and suddenly you've got yourself a full-on getaway. And hey, if you want to keep the good times rolling, the casino's open 24/7, the resort pool is ready for summer, and the Astral Spa is there when you need to recharge. Bottom line, this isn't just a quick trip, it's a whole experience. Find the full entertainment lineup and book your plans now at oaklawn.com.
This is Justin Acree. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Dugan's Pub is your home for World Cup soccer, including the 3rd Street Merchants Association World Cup Block Party. This Thursday night at 6, the 3rd Street Entertainment District will be blocked off for the U.S. men's game. Beer stations outside with cocktails from Dugan's, Dizzy's, Copper Grill, and Lucky Lou's. Burgers and dogs from the grill or food to go from all the merchants. Special thanks to the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau, Michelob Ultra, Wheel Horse Whiskey, Toucan Cocktails, Four Craft Cocktails, Windrock Automotive, and the 3rd Street Merchants Association.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da. It's his birthday today, Ross.
Well, you know what? Out of the way, boy.
George Michael died in 2016. He was big, Joe, for a while in the 80s. Of course, he was with what group?
Wham!
Wham!
Can you name the other singer with him, Joe? Christian can. Who is it, Christian?
No, I can't.
Roger?
Who is it?
Andrew Ridgely.
Very good.
Well, he's the Brooks of Brooks and Dunn.
He's the...
Which Hager doesn't sing?
I don't know. Sing it if you know it, everybody. Here we go. Joe Klein, everybody.
Because you got to have faith.
Roger, did you also see... It's the birthday of Willis Reed. Joe, it was a, you know, they were talking about the greatest Nick. Listen, nothing against Patrick Ewing, but when you talk about the greatest Knicks, you got to talk about Willis Reed and Clyde, not Drexler.
Earl the Pearl.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but anyway, his birthday today. Dale Curry's birthday is today.
Dave DeBuscher.
Dikembe Mutombo. Dikembe.
Yeah, he passed
away. R.I.P. a couple years ago.
Yeah, 2024. Yeah.
He was, he was a very good
shot blocker.
Shot blocker, and he just was a good dude. He
gave good
a
character, lot, yeah.
Good man. He did a lot for relief in Africa.
Mm-hmm. I go to Christian on this. Jimmy Walker's birthday today. He's 79. What was his catchphrase back in the 70s when he did Good Times? Yeah, hold on, that Christian. Christian, do you know?
I don't know.
He doesn't even know who Jimmy Walker.
Joe, will you help him out?
Dynamite.
Dynamite.
Oh, okay.
I remember Roger. He came to town, worked at Gold's Gym back when I was there in 1986, 87, and he was performing over at the Comedy Club. Got an 8x10 from him. Also, Carly Simon. Joe, what is the song that we most know about her from her?
Carly Simon.
There's a couple that were big hits.
I always get her mixed up with.
She wrote a song about Warren Beatty.
Yeah, You're So Vain.
You're So Vain is correct.
I always get her mixed up with Carole King.
That's right. Yeah, and Roger, what's a couple of those? Anticipation, Mockingbird with James Taylor. Oh, yeah. And, as they say at Corky's, the song, Nobody Does It Better. Nobody Does It Better. That's a great song, too.
This
was a monster hit.
This is a great monster hit.
1972.
Walked into the party. First line is so
good. I think Joe's going to sing again.
You walked in to the party like you were walking.
Your scarf?
Your scarf?
It was Africa.
Joe, listen to Joe.
One eye in the mirror and you watched yourself gavotte.
Wow, Joe. At that. Mark the tape.
Be your partner. But Roger, you know what?
What?
You're so vain.
Woo! Come on! Bring it home! Her birthday is today. Also, Benson Boone. We were talking about him yesterday. He's coming to Little Rock, Roger.
Benson
Christian,
Boone.
Would you like to give us some Benson Boone?
Benson Boone.
No, I'll leave that to Joe.
Boone.
I have no idea.
The only song it said, Beautiful Things. Give me something.
I can't give you anything.
Whoa, Roger. Very rarely does Christian not want to jump in. He's the hot, he's 24 years old. He's a hot singer.
And you know what? As he is our hot singer. Come on, hot singer.
I don't wear a jumpsuit, though.
Well, you in my head movies,
Bits,
you do.
Bits and Boo.
Benson Boone.
Benson Boone. I thought you were saying Benson Boo. I was like,
he has a few more songs, but none that I actually know.
Coming up a little later, we're going to play a little Fact or Crap brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment in Poland. And also, they have the Highway 270 grill. Speaking of that, I'm sure they got catfish. Today is National Catfish Day.
We got a lot of catfish. Places we got very good catfish. I can tell you that
we are going to head down to Camden here shortly for the second of our five restaurants.
What are you gonna get?
Well, the last time I was there, Joe, it's opened 121 years, and their steak.
What's their specialty?
I think their steak is one of their favorites.
Really?
For a restaurant that's been around 121 years, it's you think what were they serving back in the early 1900s? What was on the menu? I'm sure
steak, potatoes.
I bet you they didn't have chicken tenders back then.
Just like in Liberty Valley.
Yeah.
Steak, potato, and beans.
Yeah, cooked in a skillet.
That's it. Right there, same skillet.
Did they have chicken tenders back then?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Probably fried chicken.
Listen, they were eating the gizzards. They were eating the gizzards and sucking the
Everything
marrow.
Everything was fried with lard.
Mm.
Couple of messages on our Middleton and Air text line. Have you asked Joe about the 30th anniversary 30 cent pork sandwich palooza? Yeah, Joe said it was out. The cars were out on the street, parked backed up.
I mean, I remember that day. I said, "Yeah, we're gonna be." Dana asked me, and I said, "Yeah." She said, "Dana was like, y'all are gonna get killed," and I was like, "I think we'll be busy. I don't think we'll get killed, but we got killed."
Here's what: tell Joe we had Corky's for our Father's Day lunch for about 25, and it was a hit. Ribs, pork, and chicken and rolls. Thank you, Corky's. Here's one, by the way. Corky's has great catfish. Of course, we always thank Joe for doing our deserving dozen, Roger, which we've done probably five or six school districts.
We don't thank him enough.
Yeah. Anyway, we appreciate that. Let's see here.
Yeah, by the way, Corky's has great catfish.
Joe, do you know Dave Cowan?
Dave Cowans.
Cowans, yes.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I hadn't seen him in a while. I didn't know if he was still alive.
Dave Cowan,
Cowans, yeah. Yes. I mean, he was the first player coach I ever saw.
He coached. He was a little player coach. I think Bill Russell did it too.
Okay. He did. He was the first, I believe.
And then Dave also coached. I know he coached in Charlotte.
He was a tough guy. He was tough.
He is a hell of a player. He's about 6'9". He played at Florida State, but man, he could. There's some videos of him diving on the floor stuff. He was nuts.
Here's one. What do you, Joe? What do you think of Coach Cal transitioning at some point to the University of Arkansas AD? I don't think he'd ever do that.
I don't think.
I think once he's done with basketball, he's going to go back to New York.
He's got a beach house. Yeah.
He's millions. He's worth millions and millions.
I think he's going to ride off into the sunset. Yeah. He'll probably, TV will come after him hard.
Oh no, you're right. Great point on that. Yeah. He'd be a superstar on that.
Probably a studio guy or something. Yeah.
You bet. Here's one. I don't get the shadiness from Hunter Yurecek. Why no fanfare? If I was that bank, I would be questioning my investments like they didn't even want to tell anybody. Yeah, it's back to what Joe said. I don't quite understand
Again, you don't know they may have wanted it that way until they can.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not really sure.
I think when somebody is doing that for your stadium, I would pretty much think that you're going to acquiesce to how they want to announce it. You're not going to just say, "Hey, we're going to do it," and you don't have any say in how we're going to do it. So I think.
That's why I think the terms would be interesting.
And I think sooner or later it's going to come out. There's no way they keep that secret. It's going to get out.
And then, exactly. I mean, they were very proud of, they'd already tell
it. I just don't know what the advantage of it's already out there, and you've already thrown it out there yourself by saying the deal's going to be $4 to $5 million.
Again, the bank may not want that.
But I think they have to know that's the nature of this. That's going to get out.
Right.
And
again, you might be acquiescing.
Yeah, maybe.
We would rather not announce that right now.
All right. So. Someone says here from the 501 from Cabot. I don't like the name. Do we care that it's does it sound funny? Community America, Arkansas.
No,
because here's the
Community
thing.
America.
That,
Razor, only,
you're going to hear.
Be the Community
you're going to hear that.
Cuckoo.
But like when you're talking amongst yourself, you're going to say Razorback Stadium.
Always,
yeah.
But like when they announce it during the game, here you're coming live here to blah 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 Community Bank Stadium.
Let me ask you this. Of course, maybe the flow has it better. How do you pronounce? Now you're going to think about it. And you go, I don't know how to do it. How do you pronounce the arena that Jana and Michael work at? What do you say whenever you say it's going to be over at
Simmons Bank Arena?
Do you go Simmons Bank Arena? You go Simmons Arena?
Yeah,
you don't go the arena. You go Simmons Arena, Simmons Bank Arena. That's how you do it.
Yeah, I used to be
Verizon,
and then Altel.
Altel was before that.
That's what you called it. Now with a community, what's a Community America?
That's it.
Is it Community America Razorback Credit Union? So it's
Community America Razorback Stadium.
Yeah, so you call it Community America. You call it Community America Razorback Stadium.
Why do you go like that?
Because it's Community American Credit Union. Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
And that's what we do.
Cuckoo.
We go cuckoo.
But Strength and honor.
Thank you. You got to do. Yeah, it's going to be community. But we'll call it Razorback Stadium. I never called it Donald W.R., I don't think, because it was a mouthful.
Yeah, but like for the media and TV.
Sure,
and stuff,
you got it. Absolutely.
So to sort of put a bow on this, here's the deal. I'm like you, Joe. I'm glad they got the deal. I do wish it'd be nice to, if we could have kept that in state, if we could have found somebody, a suitor. Yeah. And maybe there was nobody willing to do that.
Right.
Nonetheless, I still would have loved to it have been, especially, here's the deal, especially up there with all the wealth that has been accumulated because of those three companies, Walmart, Tyson, J.B. Hunt. It just would have been so fitting because it's one of the most biggest success stories in America, right up there in that little area of our state. I just wish it could have been one of them, you know, and not that it can't be 15 years from now.
But again, you know, you keep going to the well, man. And again, you know, Walmart and them, they've got a deep well.
The deepest room's right.
But you keep going to the same well all the time, and it gets
by the way, of course, you know, this is the biggest, though. This is the biggest one thing that you can have on campus. Right. You already have Bud Walton. And listen, Walmart and Tyson, they get to keep their things already. All the things in the inside they have, they keep that signage. On the field, they get to keep that signage. And so
they may have looked at that and go, why do we?
That's right. That's right. They could have. And, Roger, I was surprised when looking at the numbers. They said, according to the article in the Democrat Gazette today, that the majority of the financial institutions around the country that have done this are credit unions, not banks. The reason why somebody was saying that for some reason maybe credit unions feel like this is our chance to sort of, you know, we don't spend the kind of money that other banks do maybe on their general marketing if go all in. And they used to be the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Royals. Yeah. This is...
Carly Simone.
Yeah, this is from a James Bond movie.
That's a great song.
Look at Joe.
Is it not a great song?
No one does it better than our bup.
Baby, you're the
Joe
best.
Joe Klein, yes.
Big Carly Simon fan, Joe Klein, didn't know.
Listen, Joe should be...
70s, man.
You can't beat Joe in 70s, beat the bass. 70s. I don't think you can beat...
Is that is? That's trivia tonight at Mainline Sports Bar.
It's 70s
all night? 1970s.
If I was there, I would...
You think you would?
I would win the $100,000 prize.
Give us some questions in the break.
I want you also, Christian, we've got to continue to go back and find. There's so many great clips of Joe singing, and we added one today.
Yeah, because I didn't see it in Joe Klein. We got a Joe Klein page right now.
Yeah, it's got to grow.
It's going to grow, Jerry.
Is there a Basil page?
Oh, yeah, we've all got Venice.
I don't have a setup yet, but we're going to get one.
We're transitioning.
We are in transition.
Where is Fernando Valenzuela?
Let me tell you what. That is so disappointing. It's one of the greatest clips.
I'll be honest with you. I don't look.
Can you redo it? Go ahead.
Well, you can.
Fade away.
Great actor. I mean,
Roger just fades away there. Then he just.
You got to give me my motivation. And the motivation was as I was talking and thinking at the same time, which is dangerous as all hell.
Hey, Camden, we're coming to see you today.
Oh, Camden, Arkansas.
Camden, we're coming. You better roll out the red carpet.
We're taking 35 down through Saline County. We're going to hang a right, get on 79. Oh. We're going all the way down through Fordyce. We're going to Fordyce. We're going to Kingston. We're going to
Roger.
Yeah!
Maybe even an escort, maybe into town.
You know a chick you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about Arkansas State Police.
Oh! I thought you were talking about picking up a chick. I didn't know. Wow, thanks, Mayor. I didn't know. That's what they gave me. Keep the key to the city.
Hey, we could be like the Razorback or like a college football team.
I agree. I think you're absolutely right.
Here they come. They're coming in.
I think we
should. And right now, all three of us have on our Morning Mayhem shirt. Look at that. That is outstanding.
How about that, JoJo?
All right, so we'll come back and wrap things up with Joe. More show to come.
Mike's still up, Joe. Come on.
This is David Basilat here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
There's nothing better than the great outdoors, especially when you have a great lawn.
lawn and being outside enjoying it. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack, it can be a real buzzkill. And just like the best defense against weeds is the team at Sanders Ground Essentials, the best defense against mosquitoes this summer is too. A monthly mosquito barrier from Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those mosquitoes away, which keeps my backyard parties going. On the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing.
You're going to stand there and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, Husker do's, Husker don'ts, cherry bombs, nipsy dazers, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
But Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore does, just 3.5 miles west on Colonel Glen past Top Golf. Torpedo Joe's is West Little Rock's go-to place for fireworks, including commercial show quality cakes and artillery shells, a 10% off discount for Buzz listeners, as well as military, fire, police, and EMTs. And yes, Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore is air-conditioned.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays. Mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. One's coming.
Don't miss Murphy's Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the Benton Event Center. Over 250 tables with guns, ammo, knives, militaria, and so much more. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. Two-day admission, only $10. Kids 12 and under get in free. Plus, a $2 discount for veterans and LEOs. Don't miss Murphy's Gun and Knife Show, happening this weekend at the Benton Event Center.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tune in each week for I Did Not See That Coming in The Zone. Every Tuesday, Justin and Phil discuss those stories that cause you to raise an eyebrow. I Did Not See That Coming is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with the $9.99 lunch special, where you'll get a junior burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
All right, a couple things. Christian, will you go get Stacy Spivey and Ryan from Channel 7? They're coming up here shortly. Guess what? By the way, we just got the Teresa, who owns the White House Cafe in Camden, just sent us the menu for today. Ooh. Joe, they're not like you. They don't have 1,000 things on their menu. So here it is, Roger. You ready? Lunch today, according to Teresa, grilled pork chop or chicken and dressing, ooh, mashed potatoes, candied yams, homemade mac and cheese, turnip greens, greens, pinto beans, and salad.
What was the two meats?
Grilled pork chop or chicken and dressing, mashed potatoes, candy yams, homemade mac and cheese, turnip greens, pinto beans, and salad.
Well, I think we'll try both of those, the meats.
Outstanding.
We talked about that. We talked about cold right out of the fridge, chicken, pizza, catfish, and pork chop. Right out of the, just get it right out and just start chomping on that sucker,
hey,
man.
Guess what today is? Joe, this was a day that I remember vividly because we were doing an afternoon remote, Roger, over at Cajun's Wharf. And we had been talking about the big news that morning that one of our favorite girls, TV girls, growing up in the 70s for us, had died that morning. And it was Farrah Fawcett.
Oh,
only to 4 hours later,
be trumped by
Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
and what do we call it? She got, now we call Farrah Fawcett it or whatever, or what?
Yeah,
if you're She got no attention.
Yeah.
If Michael Jackson doesn't die that day, the whole day and night is about Farrah Fawcett and how big she was.
I think the same thing happened to Sammy Davis Jr.
I think
somebody doubted with Sammy. Could it have been Mr. Rogers or somebody like that?
I don't know. But how about that, Rog? It was what year was that? You want to take a guess?
It was
2008.
Nope, close. 17 years ago, 2009. Pretty darn close to that. Yeah, I'll never forget. I was sitting over at KZ, breaking news: Michael Jackson is dead. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, can we just not getting fired up on Farrah Fawcett? Boom, buried. And hers was what did she die of? A cancer, Rog?
Well, mm-hmm, she'd been battling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's
she'd
that?
She'd been battling something, a disease. I think it was cancer, some form of cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, this is the day 150 years ago, Rog and Joe. Christian, you may know this. 1876, not a good day for a guy named George.
1876.
What's the king of all trivia? Work this right out. George. Matter of fact, he's going to be at Mainline Sports Bar tonight. If you want to do trivia tonight, that's where you go. Starts at 6:30, right, Roger?
That is a fact.
1876, 150 years.
George McKinley.
George did not have a good day.
He was trying
to get something done, and he and 264 other guys did not have a good day.
George. King George.
Nope.
1876.
I thought you said 17.
1876, 150 years ago.
After the Civil War.
George.
Oh, I got it.
What is it?
Custer. Yep.
That is exactly right. Joe Clyde. Attaboy, Joe.
Sucker the pin.
General George Custer and 264 of his men of the 7th U.S. Cavalry were slaughtered by the Sioux and Cheyenne Indians at the Battle of what, Joe?
Bighorn.
Very good, Joe. How about that?
And they left him alone. They undressed everybody, but they didn't scalp him.
They didn't scalp him?
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Yellow hair.
Didn't play around with him.
No, but they took their clothes off.
Yeah, that's
they needed them for warmth.
Tomorrow we're going to do our
We're tired of wearing buffalo jeans. Let's get some of this.
Hulk's Home movie review on a not well known movie with Tom Cruise and I never can think of her name.
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, it's called Night and Day.
She's a fun comedic actress.
She's good in that.
She can be a smoke.
She's no
Jude
Lockhart. Whose birthday is today?
No, she's not. Nor is she Lassie.
Joan Lockhart.
June Lockhart.
Lost in Space?
Yeah.
Petticoat Junction?
Yeah.
June Lockhart? Yeah.
You know, fun fact, her dad played the judge in the original.
Joe, before I let you go, what's going on at Corky's? You finally exhale, but you're still doing business today.
Yeah, I was busy last week with Father's Day on top of that, too. We had a great day on Father's Day, but yeah, we're just doing what we do. We got some caterings coming up, delivering food. You know, we can get it to you however you want it. You can drive through, come in, we'll deliver it for you. We'll cook it on site.
Today's National Catfish Day, by the way.
We do a lot of catfish fries.
Matt, go in there today and get catfish, man.
Catfish,
that's really good.
Oh, catfish fries.
Yeah.
North Little Rock and Little
fries?
Rock.
Fries?
Catfish fries catering. We'll fry it for you on site. Do a lot of that. I have great shrimp too. We're doing one catering for some people here in the next few week. In the next week, they're going to have shrimp, catfish. They're going to have turkey. They wanted turkey.
They wanted all.
You saw the turkey. I mean, it's going to be.
The sandwiches that we got. Like it, we talk about it all the time. Things are expensive out there. It just is for but no better value for the money. I mean,
and
get from Joe.
I ate the sandwich 7 days later.
Absolutely.
And it was still outstanding.
And I think this is the Diet Coke.
It is still the Diet Coke. It's
still the Diet Coke.
Oh, Iron Gut Basil.
It is. I think there's a couple of cigarette butts in there.
This will be drank on partially on the way back.
Joe, thanks, buddy. Don't go away.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all